Boys and girls, I want to tell you today about the missionary exploits of a lady called Mary Slessor, and her photograph's going to go up in a moment here on the screen so that we can see her. There she is, and Mary was born into a home where her mother was a devout Christian, but her father was an alcoholic. She spent her early years in the slums of Dundee, and she went to work in a mill when she was just 13 years of age. Some of the elderly folk today will understand what it is to leave school early, to go out and to work and to earn a living. And Mary Slessor did that when she was just 13 years of age. Very often she was beaten up by her own father when he was in a drunken rage. And very often he just threw her and some of the other children out onto the streets where they would fend for themselves. And Mary often related to that, and she said that she had learned to survive in that kind of an environment where she very often was confronted with men who were drunk and disorderly. But every Sunday, Mary and her brothers and sisters were taken to Wishart Memorial Church by their mother. And at that stage, Mary showed very little interest in spiritual things. She was, all accounts at that time, a very shy girl. But she loved to fool about, and with her friends, they seldom listened to what God was saying to them from his word. But one day she was in the home of an old widowed neighbor, and she sat Mary down at the side of the fire, and she began to talk to her about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And she said to Mary, Mary, if you don't repent, your soul will burn in the fires of hell forever. Mary Slessor was taken back by the abruptness and the sharpness of this old lady. She said in her heart if she ever became a Christian that she would not talk to anybody in those terms, that she would speak more about love and compassion. But that particular day when that lady spoke to her in front of the fire about the fires of hell, Mary couldn't get it out of her head. The thought of being lost eternally was something that she gave consideration to, and very soon after that, she trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior. She had to work very hard just for the family to survive, and she was greatly saddened when her father died. Unfortunately, he died in the state that he had lived, as an alcoholic, a very disorderly, difficult man. And Mary was moved not just by his plight when he died, but by others like her father, who were living in those days, who couldn't find work, and when it was very difficult. She also loved to go to the meetings to hear of missionaries, and especially those who were laboring for the Lord in Africa. When a man called James Logie became the minister of that church, he took a keen interest in Mary, and she became his assistant in the youth club. But she was greatly moved by one thing early in her life, and that was when she heard about the death of David Livingstone. She heard at a meeting how that Livingstone had prayed for a number of years that others would come and take up the work that he had begun. But he was now dead. There was a tremendous need, and Mary Slessor went before the Foreign Mission Board and requested that she would be sent to Calabar on the West African coast. She went to train for a period of time in Edinburgh, and then in 1876, in August, she sailed for Africa. And she knew something of the great task that she had in hand, because when she was sailing on the ship to West Africa, she was the only believer on the ship, and the ship was laden down with alcohol. And these barrels of alcohol were being used as a means of trading. And as Mary sat on those barrels every day, thinking about where she was going, she realized that it was a very difficult place. When she finally arrived in Calabar, there was much witchcraft, superstition. Human life was very, very cheap. Very often people just left their children at the side of the road, especially if they were twins and they couldn't cope with feeding them. This work that she was engaged in had been in existence for 30 years, and yet very few had professed faith in Christ. She found it very difficult, and then news came that her mother and her sister had died, and she was the last remaining survivor in that whole family circle. And on top of that, she took malaria, and she was greatly discouraged. But realizing why she was there, And even though the people were slow to change, and even though the gospel seemed to be making no impact on her society, Mary Schlesser said this. She said that Christ had sent her to preach the gospel, and she would leave the results with him. Can I say something by way of encouragement to you Sunday school teachers and youth leaders and all those engaged in ministry today? In the difficult days in which we live, sometimes we can get discouraged when we don't see things happening just as quickly or in the way that we would expect them. And it's good to take this to heart. Christ has sent us, he has called us to preach the gospel, but we must leave the results with him. Don't get discouraged. Keep sharing the word. You know, very soon, Mary saw changes in the people. And very soon, the gospel began to have an impact on the lives of the people and on African society, where there was so much slavery and where ladies were looked upon as second-class citizens and very badly treated. She began to live as they lived. She ate like them, continued to the work, until she died in 1915 on January the 13th. I'm not sure that you and I have ever been to a funeral like hers. But you know that on her funeral, the people stood at the sides of the road, and they sang, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow." That's the impact that Mary Schlesser had on those around her. Furthermore, in 1956, when Queen Elizabeth II visited Nigeria, she laid a wreath down at the base of a large granite cross that was supposed to mark the spot where Mary Schlesser had been laid to rest some 40 years before. But here's the little phrase I'm leaving with you today. One commentator said this of Mary. He said she was driven by a compassion for humanity. She was driven by a compassion for humanity. Maybe she'd learned that at the hands of a drunken father when she was beaten and thrown out of her home. Maybe she'd learned that as she visited around the slums of Dundee and saw these men wasting their lives and women doing exactly the same. Maybe that's where she learned it. But she loved people and she sought to help them at the point of their need. Many of the children, you'll see a slide here of the children with her. She adopted, looked after them, provided for them right throughout her lifetime. Such was her compassion for them. And as I close today, I ask my own heart and your heart this question. What about you and me? Are we moved by what we see around us today to such an extent that there's any compassion in our souls? You know, this morning going home from the early prayer meeting, my way up the road, I noticed two young men returning home from last night, dressed, coming from whatever party they'd been at for Halloween. The water was dripping out of both of them. I don't know where they'd come from. I don't know how far they'd walked. But the two of them, one still with a false face or something like that still on, were making their way home to somebody's home, where some parents didn't know where they were at, and some parents didn't know what they'd been at. And I asked myself the question, who's going to reach those people? It's easy to drive up the road and say, "Tut, tut, if I had a boy like that, I know what I'd do with him." I used to do that too until my son became 6'5", and then I don't say it anymore. But you know, there are a multitude of people out there today, and we don't even see them as we pass them by. No compassion for a lost humanity. Mary Schlesser had it, and may God give it to us. Let's pray for a moment. Father, we learn lessons each week from these missionaries of a bygone day who gave themselves in their entirety to the work of God. And we realize, our Father, that as we look out on our world today, it's no different from the days in which Mary Slessor or others lived. So much superstition, so much, our Father, paganism, so many who are wasting their lives and going through this life, living in utter darkness, and they're wretched, they're hopeless, and they're lost. Would you give us compassion for them? Whatever Mary Slessor learned at the hands of a drunken dad, or in those slums of Dundee, she must surely have known of Christ, who, when he saw the multitude, was moved with compassion toward them. Give us a compassionate heart today. And give us, our Father, a vision for those lost and perishing. And bless those of our church family here, and those, our Father, of our churches whose missionaries have gone out to serve the Lord in areas like this, in days just like this. We pray for them for wisdom and for help. We pray for compassion. We pray for the Spirit's anointing upon them, that they might see great things accomplished for God. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.